This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com, and there is no two ways about it. We are products of our environment. It doesn't predetermine who we become, but it certainly dictates what happens leading up to this moment and informs our next choice. And because that's the case, it's really easy for us to fall back into the old ways of doing things because they're easier, because they're habits, and many of those habits are formed by our patterns that we get from our families. So today, we're going to tap on those times that we feel like that we are stuck in old familial patterns. So to begin with, tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath for me. And as we move from point to point, just simply repeat after me. I recognize my past informs who I am. I recognize my past to shape my worldview. I recognize my past has built all of the habits that I use today. And many of these habits and patterns come from my family, who I spend so much time with. Some of those patterns come from seeing the actions of others. Some of those patterns come from the family stories that were told over and over again. Those patterns and those habits have led me to this point. Those patterns and habits have informed my worldview. But they are not predestination. They do not determine my future. They do not determine what choice I'm going to make next. And they do not determine who I am going to become. It is simply information that shades the way I see the world. I give myself permission to choose a new path. I give myself permission to let these patterns go. And there is a part of me that doesn't want to release them. Partially because they've served me in the past. And partially because it feels like I'm letting go of my identity. Partially it feels like I'm letting go of my family. Who am I in relation to them if I don't follow the same patterns? I can stay connected to my family and let go of the patterns. I can stay connected to my family and choose my own way. I can stay connected to my family and do something new and different. Those patterns come from my past, which inform today. But today I get to choose something new. I get to choose something different. I get to choose who I am going to be. I appreciate how the patterns of my past have served me. And today I choose my own. Today I choose the thing that is most important to me. My opportunity to move forward. And to become who I want to be.